Good afternoon. Mr. Reed, are you interested in learning more about the Church of Jesus Christ?
Yeah.
Just another movie night.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the show. We are Just Another Movie Night, and I am Scott.
I'm Joe.
Hey, Joe. I know you.
Hey, I know you too.
Hey, guys, this is Before and After Reviews, where we go see a brand new movie in the theater and give our thoughts, and before and after, and some other words are in there too. This is where we see a brand new movie in the theater. Did I say that already? Probably
no.
Didn't.
No, I don't know what's wrong with you today. You're off your game.
I think I said it. What did I say before and after? I think
this
I
did. Is before and after reviews.
Yeah.
Didn't explain before and
I
after
think
reviews.
I think I did. It's spoiler free, by the way, guys. Did you know that?
Yeah, so we're going to go to a movie and we're going to see it. And then we're going to tell you what we think about it after we get out.
Which is what we're doing right now. We're giving the before part, you know? Today we are seeing a movie called Heretic. Heretic. It's directed by Scott Beck and Brian Woods. They are the team that are writer and directors of a bunch of films like Haunt. They wrote Quiet Place with, what's his
John
name?
John Krasinski.
Yes, and they also did 65, which we did on Talking Trash.
Oh.
Yeah, not so great there. Haunt is pretty decent.
Yeah, that was all right.
Yeah, this also stars Hugh Grant, which is awesome.
I do like Hugh Grant.
I like when Hugh Grant is changing it up and doing some weird things. He's doing this more and more, and it's something that I really enjoy watching. He shows up at films and just kind of steals the show. He did this with Dungeons & Dragons that we saw not too long ago, and also Paddington 2, like... He just shows up in these movies, and he just kind of knocks it out of the park.
Yeah, he just brings it.
I don't know. I like it because I know that's something that he probably doesn't really like, but he's just like, yeah, what the hell? I think he's gotten to the point where his arrogance has got to a new level of just, like, not giving a shit.
Yeah.
And I think it's hitting the stride that it needed.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, this also stars Sophie Thatcher, who was on Yellow Jackets.
Yeah, she played the young Natalie.
Yeah, or I shouldn't say it does. I don't think it's over. I don't think her character's still on. Yeah. This is A24 as well. We should say that because that production company has now become like synonymous with just deep psychological horror movies that are so unique and bizarre.
Mm-hmm.
Not just horror, but like all kinds of films. They've done a ton of horror. And their projects are always like a fringe thing, but only cult, like real movie fans go see these movies, but they don't really make a wide audience. They don't really make a lot of numbers,
right?
Which is a shame because I kind of enjoy seeing their movies more than I like seeing a lot of other films, especially the big blockbuster ones.
Yeah.
This one in particular, I was fascinated with the trailer instantly. It seems like a very small cast, a small location, a creepy vibe, maybe like a survival horror film, which I'm not sure, but it's also going to be more of a, you know, coming to realization of what they're doing. You know, like the more of the philosophical things.
Okay.
I think that he's making them, because they, I think, if I can get this, and I don't really know, because what I love about A24 movies, their trailers are very minimal.
Yeah.
They don't really tell you a lot, but what I've gathered is that two televangelists, not televangelists, but maybe Mormons.
Yeah, they're some kind of, they're religious, they're, I guess they're going around and going door to door.
Yeah, door to door, and when they get to the wrong door. Because this is a person who is setting up some kind of test.
Yeah, this is why you don't go door to door, because there's always going to be some fucker that's like, you know, messed up in the head and it's going to...
You don't go in. How about that?
Yeah, you just don't go in. Yeah.
But yeah, this is... an intriguing concept that I, what I love about seeing a movie like this is that I don't know anything more than that little small premise.
Right.
Me and either. I'm only assuming from this part on what this could be about. But I think that the idea of it opens up to a lot of possibilities. So I'm kind of hoping for all the best.
I just hope there's not like a lot of, you know, nasty torture going on for these two girls. I don't know. I have a feeling he's going to be like, he's a murderer of some sort, some kind of freako. And I'm just a little worried that it's going to be hard to watch.
What I think it is I don't think he is. I think he is an architect. And I think that he's created a scenario that they have to choose. In the trailer, he says, unfortunately, you can't go back the way you came. You have to leave through the back of my house. And there's only two doors, and you have to choose one. And he writes on the doors, as far as I can tell, belief and disbelief.
Oh.
And so from there on, what happens between the doors that they choose could be anything.
All right. Okay. This is an intriguing movie.
Yeah.
I can't wait to see how this works out here.
Yeah. You know what? I don't know. This is a thing I guess we can talk about for a couple seconds here. The idea of what someone would call elevated horror. I don't know where you stand on this, but I know this is kind of a debated thing where I'm on the fence of thinking that, or the side of the fence that thinks that that is a thing. Because I think that the mainstream horror movies are usually the movies that, you know, you go see that's just a typical straightforward whodunit slasher, or, you know, your killer of the week, or, you know, something like that, where there's a premise, but that it doesn't go deeper. But I feel like A24 does put out stuff that really boggles the mind, explores the psyche, is hitting the metaphorical, and it's usually about something more. And I think that calling that elevated horror does work for me.
Mm-hmm.
How do you feel about that?
I mean, I feel like it's kind of like psychological thrillers, but there's just that one little extra element.
Yeah.
You know?
So do you believe that's a thing that I should say that term, or do you not like that term?
Yeah, no, I do like that term because I feel like, you know, there's psychological thrillers and then there's things that scare you. They scare you in ways that, you know, it's not just like a jump scare. It's like a, you know, it freaks you out. It fucks with your head, you know, that kind of scare. So I do appreciate elevated horror. I like that term because it does exist. It's like, I mean, I don't know whoever coined that phrase, but I do believe that that's a thing.
Yeah, I've seen people like Joe Bob Briggs say that he doesn't like it, that he thinks that people who say that don't like horror movies in general, and they're trying to make it a point for the horror that they enjoy, which they think is more real, like more of a real film, and they don't see slasher films or other kinds of horror movies as real films.
Well, see, that's the thing. There are different kinds of horror films.
I do, you know? I think that, yeah.
There are different kinds of horror films. There's horror comedies, all sorts of things. I feel like putting a label on certain movies as elevated horror, I don't see anything wrong with that because there's only that way to describe some of these movies.
Well, I mean, yeah, you could, I guess the subgenre, which I feel like elevated horror is a good blanket terminology for subgenres. Yeah. But I think the psychological horror is probably more of the avenue that people would see this as.
Yeah, I mean, it just, the first word changes. I mean, it's either, you know, psychological horror or elevated horror. I mean, I feel like it's all in the same genre, the same thing, the same little basket, except there's just that one little element, that one little, you know, just something to bring it out even more, the horror.
Yeah, I like, that's why I said blanket terminology. Like, it's just, to me, it's a thing that does separate the genre into its own category almost. And I think that's where some people get a little angry. But that's usually my favorite type of film.
Mm-hmm.
So I do like the term, and I feel like A24 works toward that. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't say their movies are necessarily horror films, more of a study. Like, you know, more of trying to get to something else, trying to figure out these little things. And I think that this movie could be that step in that right direction.
Yeah.
Although it makes me question the track record of this, the writer director team, because their movies seem to kind of go straightforward a little bit. There's like a theme, and then there's just a movie around that theme, you know, haunted house, there's aliens, you know, that kind of thing. Mm-hmm. So I'm kind of interested to see what they can do with more of a, you know, a movie like this, more of a thriller mystery type of thing.
Mm-hmm.
I'm intrigued, and I'm hoping they nail it.
Yeah, me too. I don't really know if I have any expectations, because I don't really know a whole lot about this movie, which is good, because mm-hmm. I don't want to know a lot about it. But I'm hoping it's going to be a decent film, so I'm hoping to come out with like at least a 6.
Yeah, I'm hoping for a 7.
Well, we always hope for more, yeah. But yeah. I don't know. Let's go see it.
Let's go check it out.
It's not going through. You think he wants? I think that we're being studied. Should we ask him for help? It doesn't matter what you say to him.
So you have to go dun in order to go hoot.
I beg your pardon? The only way out is through. Is this the game?
High five.
From now on, we challenge you.
For the rest of your lives, there will be before you chose, and there will be after. Ladies, verbally acknowledge, please.
What have you been looking for? What have you found?
Scary.
And we're back. We just saw Heretic. Every time I see the name or I think the name, I think Hereditary right off the bat. Isn't that weird?
Yeah, well, I can't ever look at this word without thinking Exorcist II, the Heretic.
Oh, interesting. Interesting. Yeah. I don't think anybody has ever thought about Heretic, the Exorcist II.
I don't know why I do. I just do.
You're the only one that's ever even come to that conclusion.
And automatically, my brain just goes to bad movies.
Yeah, that's right. My mind went to a good movie. So. And so that's a good leeway.
Segue
into this movie, because, wow, has there never been a more appropriate after-election movie I have seen in a long time? And I don't want to get too political or whatever, but this movie is hitting on a nerve to really explain what is happening in the world and what's happening in America and what's been happening from the beginning of time with people.
Mm-hmm.
How we shape, how we're shaped, what we follow, what we do, and how easy it is to corrupt or to control. And it's this is an interesting one. To me, this is what's interesting about this film is that it is such a clever premise and an interesting idea with some really important things to talk about, but I'm not sure the film nails it in the way that it should. I feel that it goes to some places that I feel like it kind of goes too far into wacky, but I still really find it clever and I find it very fascinating. How do you feel?
Well, I did find it a little fascinating, but then I think that with an hour and 50-minute runtime, I started to feel it, and I also felt that it was a little arrogant of a film and a little bit too far-fetched for me.
Arrogant. Interesting. Tell me about that. What do you mean by that?
I don't know. I feel like it was just trying too hard to make a statement, and it shouldn't have. It should have been just, I mean, yes, it could have made a statement, fine, but it could have been toned down a little bit. It was too in your face. It was a little too pushy, and I just, at some point, it really just made me just fall out. Like, I was just not, I was really invested in it from minute one, and then I just started slipping away. I just couldn't take any more of the forcefulness of the movie. I was just like, all right, this is almost 2 hours long. They could have shortened it a bit and taken out some of this. The only way I can describe it is it was forceful. It was in your face. It was a little too pushy. And, I mean, it was kind of ridiculous in some ways, I feel.
I find all that interesting. I do agree with you that it might be a little too surface explaining itself. It might be too aggressively trying to make you understand what we're doing here, you know, what the mm-hmm. movie is trying to do. And so I do think that I agree with you in that sense. I feel like it's without a doubt going above and beyond to try to make you understand it. But I do think that some of it, what you were saying, is on purpose. It's definitely trying to overstate its welcome on purpose as a part of its message.
Yes, that's what I felt.
But I think you were saying it was a negative, that the movie, it might be a flaw, but I think it was very intentional.
Oh, no, I mean, intentional or unintentional, I get it. I understand what the movie was going for. When I go see a movie, I really like that there's a message, and I like that there's, a lot of atmospheric tension, but I also don't want to feel like I'm in Sunday school. And a lot of this kind of made me feel like I was being taught a lesson, and I kind of was like, okay, that was okay for, you know, most of the movie, but then it started wearing on me, and I'm just watching the clock, you know?
Okay, what would you say was the first half or the second half?
The second half was just, it was enough already.
Yeah, the last act might go too out of its way.
Yeah, like I'm in school, and I'm like, okay, all right, I understand what you're saying here, and I get it, and the lesson should have been over 20 minutes ago, and now I'm just waiting for the clock to strike, you know, 2 o'clock, so I can go have fun with my friends. You know, that's the way I felt. Like, I was like, all right, let me out of this.
I do think that the flaw of the movie is just so how far the scope of the story is going. Like, the lengths it takes to do what it's doing, if you think about it in the form of characters. Mm-hmm. Like, there is, it goes so far that you're like, okay, you lost me because of how willing you are to go that far. And, you didn't have to probably go to that length to get your message across. It kind of pokes holes in your own movie when you go out of your way in certain ways. Mm-hmm. But I'm willing to give it a pass because I do think that overall, it's a very interesting film. It's funny to talk about because the movie itself is referencing that there's a lot of stuff here going on. And one of the things in particular is how there is no such thing as unique. And so it's kind of like hard to even praise it for being a little like in that sense mm-hmm. when it can't be. And the movie is saying to you, it's always going to be a copy of a copy, and movies are going to be like that.
Right, and I think that it realizes that it's doing that, so they try to just take that extra step to go a little bit more, but it was too far-fetched for me. I mean, I just thought that, you know, the character of Hugh Grant, he's great. He was fun to watch in this, but I just feel like his character was just an unbelievable character. I think it was just almost, I don't want to say cartoony because that's not the right word, but embellished to the point where it's almost comical. That's the way I felt watching this at the in the last half only. In the first half of the movie, I was invested, and then I felt like it started to teeter on that little bit of, okay, I've had enough. You're being a little ridiculous now. The plot is just drifting off, and just it sunk into madness, in my opinion. It was just a little bit too much for me. Mm-hmm. You know, it was not, I couldn't follow, I couldn't, I didn't want to follow it anymore because I was like, okay, this is too much forcefulness. And, you know, like I said, the whole Sunday school thing, that's the way I felt. Just waiting for the bell to ring.
I think I can only like go on to my last sentiment, like with the whole idea that it knows and it's doing everything purposely to kind of get its message across. And I find that praiseworthy.
Oh, don't get me wrong.
It did go
that, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off, but I do agree with you. It did make it its message known. But yeah, I'm not disagreeing on that fact, but
no,
go ahead.
No, that's pretty much what I wanted to say about that. Let's talk about the sets.
Okay, that is one of the highlights of this film, the set design.
Yeah.
It was, you felt at one moment like, ugh, like this is, you know, 1950s, you know, trash with the awful wallpaper and just, but then you sink deeper into different rooms of the house and things just change dramatically. And I thought everything was like creep factor 11 in there.
And it's a great set work. It's great. Not only it's the set designer, it should be praised because every little thing meant something, or something was a reference to something that's happening in the film or about to happen. And there is a lot there to unpack, which was really clever and well done. And I would say that the same goes for directing.
Oh, yeah. I thought it was well directed. Yeah.
And I know this is like two directors, two writers, and who knows what scenes or what. I will say, when I noticed that there's a partnership in directing, I do think that the problem arises that you have two visual eyes, like two different styles. And I will say that first hour is so well directed, and there is some really clever use of space and you know, layouts of shots, just having one side be very like a bunch of negative space, but doing it very, you know, very on like purposeful, like just there's a reason for it. And every way that it was shot up, like set up and shot, I found very, very clever. I will say that in the last act, it felt totally different.
Yeah.
And maybe it felt a little more rushed.
Yes, because I felt like, I don't know if they were going for that on purpose, where they wanted you to feel like you were in two different movies.
It is two different movies.
I feel like, yeah, I was in two different movies here.
Yeah.
So it's
We've seen
little
this
off-putting.
A lot of horror recently.
Yeah.
Like Barbarian comes to mind, where it was like one movie and then it becomes another movie.
100%. And that was a really good example.
There's a little bit of that feeling here. I do think that Barbarian is a package, knocks it out of the park a little better. But I feel like in this one, the last act seems a little messy, a little, like we already talked about, rushed or over-explaining itself. And I even feel like the directing, the lighting, sets, the costumes, like the set direction, everything feels a little different. And I know they probably overthought that and they did it on purpose, but I don't think it is as clever as that first hour.
No, not at all. And you can definitely see the issues in the second half. You can start to feel the issues that are going on there. I did not enjoy this movie though.
Oh no. And I wanted to say also with that, the acting even shifts.
Yes.
And I know that was definitely done on purpose because things definitely change. But I feel like that first hour is like setting up shots, like watching looks and glances and movements and things that they want, misdirection and weird things. And I was eating it up. And I will say that, and again, in that last act, even that changes. And you know, this this feels like a very clever, kind of smarter version of like an M. Night Shyamalan type film.
Okay, I can see that.
Where, you know, and I would say the only difference here is that I kind of believe the characters a little bit more, as in like M. Night Shyamalan, where his characters are kind of fake.
Mm-hmm.
And they speak in ways where you just detach from reality. I feel like here, I'm on board with everybody.
Yeah.
Although I will say that there is a fourth character that I will say that could be the M. Night Shyamalan character, where it's like, what's with this person?
Well, yeah, what's going on here?
But
what happened?
It's almost unnecessary, but I'm glad they did it because it at least tackles a question that you might have during the film. And I will say that seemed weird and off-putting, but
it leads to more questions for me.
Yeah. So. Okay. Interesting. But I will say that there are some really good acting going on.
Mm-hmm. I thought the young ladies did good. I thought Hugh Grant did good. And it had an eerie feel. It had a very, like, you know, creep factor, big creep factor at some point.
It definitely, I'm glad you said that, because I was going to say that everything is thought out.
Mm-hmm.
You have to give them credit, because even the music is very thought out and there is a reason for it. Mm-hmm. And I found it very interesting. And when it all starts coming, like the explanations start coming for things, you're like, okay, that's clever.
Yeah.
That they really thought out little things.
Yeah, there's a song in this movie that I just literally can't listen to the same way anymore. I don't, you know.
Multiple, yeah. They go out of their way to explain, like, how things, you know, get in your brain and you can't get away from it. But is it, you know, it? And I think that's really interesting. And I think as horror goes, that's a thing that I've talked about with friends recently, about how after a while we see so many movies, it's very hard to be tricked. It's very hard to be shocked.
Yeah.
And it's very hard to be surprised at all, or even like fall in love with a movie. Like I have a lot of people online saying, you know, well, what's your favorite movie so far this year? And it's been a very slim pickings for me. And I think it goes to that idea of what the movie is trying to talk about. Like, is it even possible to keep impressing us? Is it even impossible to feel original anymore?
Yeah, I mean, I know this movie tried to do something different, because I'm not gonna lie to you, when I saw the trailer I was thinking that this movie was gonna go a different way, and then when it didn't I was like, okay, it's a breath of fresh air, you know. But then it started to get, you know, weigh on me a little bit, and I'm like, all right, ring the bell, let's get out.
Yeah.
So I mean, what would you rate it? Do you want to give it a 6?
I'm going 7.
Oh, you're going 7. Okay.
I'm much more impressed with it than, you know, the things that are detractors for me are still not strong enough for me to down the film. I find it very clever. I find it very interesting. And I do think this one's going to stick around with me for a little bit.
Okay, okay. Well, I'm going to just go one lower. I'll give it a 6. I didn't find it superb or great. I was ready for it to end, and that is really where a 6 would lead me if I like the first half of a movie. But the last half is just a little bit lackluster. I usually end on a 6 on those kinds of movies. So I'm going to stay with my 6 on this.
You know, what's really fascinating to me is how the landscape of horror movies are going, especially when we talked about what we said before with elevated horror, with these movies all having more of a stronger message to our client, like what's happening in society right now.
Mm-hmm.
And in this year in particular, I feel like a lot of the horror movies we've seen have really gone that way.
Mm-hmm.
And of those movies that we've seen, there's one in particular that I'm holding high. But we've seen some other ones that we've done on this, and like, Don't Blink. I think that's what it was. Don't Blink. I feel like I want to call it Blink twice.
I think it's Blink Twice. Okay. Right? Yeah, Blink Twice. That was the Channing Tatum one. Yeah.
But that movie had another interesting idea to play with and explore on a topic that was really serious.
Mm-hmm.
But the way it ended really left like a sour note on me. And I feel like here is like the complete opposite, where it's like they're still making a very similar type of statement.
Mm-hmm.
And not really. Kind of not in totally different areas, but I have to in my heart believe that they released this at the time that they did on purpose.
I don't know. That's a tough one. That's something to think about.
It's odd. Do you have any more thoughts?
No, not really. I mean, I came out of this feeling okay, you know, like it wasn't to me great, but I would recommend going to see it, you know, just to check it out. But I would go in knowing that this is almost two hours, and you know, you might feel it. You might feel that 2 hours at some point. So that's it, you know. But I did not dislike this movie. I thought it was a decent movie.
The runtime was definitely 1 hour and 50 something minutes. You know, you said
1 hour and 50 minutes.
You looked it up.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, interesting. Because I know we had a really weird drag out of trailers beforehand.
Yeah. Oh, it's weird. Yeah, we got a weird trailer too.
Yeah, but they like started like 10 minutes after they were supposed to. And
yeah, it ran a little.
Yeah. So I was like, oh, it's even later than it's supposed to be. Right.
We would have gotten out of there a little bit earlier.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's it. That's all I got. I mean, you know, check it out if you feel like
I definitely think it's a recommendation. As the horror movies of the year go, I will take this kind of originality over many other things. So I've been impressed recently. I don't think I've hated many horror films this year.
No, we actually had a lot that we really liked.
Yeah.
Yeah, like The Substance for me, that was one I loved.
Yeah.
But yeah, there's some things. There's some good ones that came out this year. Not necessarily in the movies, but like even on streaming. You know, we watched some interesting ones. We watched Don't Move, or was that the one, Don't Move?
Yeah.
We watched Caddo Lake. It was good.
Yeah. Well, that wasn't really much of a horror film, but...
No, but I mean, you know, still had those kind of weird sci-fi elements to it.
Yeah, for me, it was Strange Darling so far has been the highlight for me of the year.
Mm-hmm. Yep, that one we liked. We've seen a bunch of interesting. We liked Arcadian with Nicolas Cage. Yeah. I mean, you know, there's some good ones out there. You know, silly ones, but good ones like Sting. That was ridiculous, but we watched that on Bad Movie Night and we liked it.
Yeah,
it was actually a winner. So yeah, all right, go see it.
Yeah, I recommend it. I recommend it without a doubt. I think it's something really strange and unusual and very kind of interesting topic to talk about that I think is, and I gotta give it credit, we didn't even say this, but gotta give it balls, like the credit for its balls that it does have to go out of its way to kind of say to people like there's some bullshit going on. And I do find that impressive. So
yeah,
it's a recommendation.
Another movie that I liked this year was Oddity. Just saying.
Yeah, I'm sure
that too. All right, so that's it.
Yeah. As always, guys, I'd love to hear your opinions. Hit us on social media on Instagram at Just Another Movie Night and Joe at The Crafty Misfit. Love to hear your opinions. Yeah. As always, thanks for listening. Until next time, have a good one. Bye.
You figured it out yet?